Hello and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Emailing documents with WordPad. Hi everyone and welcome to today's tip. I am going to talk about a very simple but little known command in WordPad. WordPad, of all things, is Microsoft's text editor, simple text editor. One step up from Notepad and definitely not as full-featured as Microsoft Word. In Microsoft Word, you can send a document as an attachment via email. This does not work with webmail, of course. It works with email clients like Thunderbird, Windows Live Mail, or Outlook. I didn't know that you could do the same thing in WordPad. So I'm going to demonstrate how that works. In Microsoft Word, you have to go to Send To, and it will give you choices. In WordPad, it's a bit different. So I'm going to open up menu. WordPad.
WordPad. Leaving menus, document,
crazy
WordPad.
People like me use WordPad. And by default, WordPad is going to save a document in RTF format. I'm going to type in a test right here. I am going to send this sentence in a document as an email attachment. Wow, profound. To find this command, you open the file menu.
Context menu, menu bar, new, open, save, save the active document. Save the document with a new name or format, save, select printer, number of copies, and other printing options before printing, print the current document, page setup, change page, send an email.
It's send an email.
Leaving menus, new message, to edit.
And it brings up your default email client. I'm going to put techaccessweekly@gmail.com in the address field.
Subject, edit.
And the subject is email test.
Email test, list view, document.rtf, 194 bytes, 1 of 1.
And it tells you the document name, which is the default name, and it will be that name unless you save the document. This is an unsaved document, but it will still work. And it saves it as an attachment, or it sends it as an attachment.
Edit.
And I'm going to hit send.
Email test, gold wave, untitled 1.
And it put me in Gold Wave.
Document WordPad.
But the WordPad document is there, and if I wanted to save it, which would be a smart thing to do if it was something I really wanted to keep, then I could save it. Recommend that you save your document before emailing it, however, because sometimes, of course, documents disappear. But that is a little-known function of WordPad. I had no idea this existed until I was just fiddling around with it, and all of a sudden found it. I do not know if this is available in Windows XP, but it is available in Windows 7. So if any of you are crazy like me and use WordPad for short, simple things, this might be something you would like. It is simple as that. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.